In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Now comes the sermon. A 10-minute monologue from the front. Or is it? I'm going to ask you to help me to connect each other with the scripture this morning. We just heard about how a man was invited to a wedding banquet. When I take a wedding, I'm quite often invited back to the meal afterwards. I think sometimes the hosts have a bit of a problem. Where are we going to put the vicar? Sometimes I get to sit up front and chat to the bride's mother. Sometimes I get put on a table somewhere near the back on one occasion. Two men who have done floral arrangements, another time it's with a piper, or even with an elderly aunt that I don't think anyone else in the family can really put on with. But never mind. As well as enjoying the food, I have often met interesting people that way. The man in Jesus' story, he too, like me on this occasion, was obviously a stranger and didn't know, knew hardly anyone in fact there at that wedding banquet. And there was no seating plan to help him. To be a stranger in a room full of people who all know each other except you. To be a new arrival in a town where you don't speak the language. To be a newcomer in a church congregation. All these can be disturbing, daunting. What I want you to do now for a couple of minutes is turn to a neighbour. Have you ever been in that situation? What does it feel like? Talk about it amongst yourselves. It's a familiar situation with us all here today, and I hope then we have found that we can identify with what Jesus was talking about. We have seen for ourselves how there is an overlap between what was recounted in Scripture and our own experience. Let's stay in that situation just a little bit longer. Did you continue on that occasion to feel lost and uncomfortable? And if so, why? Or maybe something or someone changed the situation for you and made things easier. Can you perhaps give us some examples of how the situation was changed like that?
Neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some
Some have entertained angels without knowing. So when we've been on the end of kindness or hospitality from strangers, we have played the part of angels in that exchange. That's quite a change of status, isn't it? From being the one who's lost and uncomfortable, we are transformed into the guest of honour. In the Gospels, when Jesus is talking about a party or a banquet, that's a kind of clue that he's really talking about heaven. Do you know what it's like, heaven? Any ideas? Any hopes?
The place without keys.
Place without keys.
Still lingers across the Atlantic.